Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley with me, your host, Sergi Dawa, on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I got a great episode for you today. A joint interview with Ken Arar and Jack Gill, Mission City Councilors. We will be talking about why they got into politics, what kind of messages they can send other young people to get into politics, and what kind of, if any, racism they have felt. You guys see groundswell of people every day, you know? You see the grassroots of the public every day. We in the legislature didn't get to see the public that much. You know, it was basically communications, press releases, and working within our offices. But, you know, the guys get to see people come into city halls, see you directly. So how do you find that aspect?
You know what? And that's the aspect I enjoy the most. It's so important. I just love it, the connectivity, because you're so close to everyone, right?
I was lucky enough that one of my roles in my job as a communications director was that I got to work with city halls across the Fraser Valley. What have been the most challenging things for you in particular when you joined politics?
Yeah, I think that's probably the easiest question, because the most challenging part about being a politician for me is, I think, the bureaucracy and the red tape in the process. You know, having a background in finance and business, things move a lot quicker than they do in government. So there's so much red tape you have to really go through to get things done and create change. I think that's the biggest challenge for me.
Have you ever faced racism in any way, being South Asian?
You know what? I've been blessed. I've had a very, good friend circle where, you know, I have different races, friends, all over the place. So I haven't faced systemic racism, but what I have faced is ageism. I have many people assume because I'm young, I don't have the knowledge or expertise as someone that is older. I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. I use my mind as a sponge. So anytime I'm doing my due diligence for making a decision, I try and tap into all age groups and demographics. And this is something that motivates me to ensure, you know, I do study the topics and I'm the most prepared person in the room so I could get away from ageism.
What message would you like to give to young people in particular, especially South Asians, that would want to follow in your guys' footsteps?
Yeah, I think it's important, especially young, someone like me, young people do have a voice. Even if you can't vote, you do have a voice. Your voice is very important too. Anyone that wants to even pursue politics, it's important they understand once they get elected, you serve anyone. It doesn't matter how they dress, demographic or race, you serve everyone. But I'm starting to even have meetings with school boards and trying to get kids more involved, even in mock trials, to say, you know what, it's so important that they get engaged and they have a voice, and their voice is heard. But one thing I do see is a lot of young people aren't engaged, because I think they've always seen it as, oh wow, politics, I can't even vote, so does my voice not matter? But it does.
Is there any one policy that you've felt strongly about, but you have had to convince your voters that it's the right thing to do?
Oh, wow. I think there's so many policies like that. For me, you know, I guess someone that's new into politics, and that's not, I don't know if I'm fully classified as a politician, but there's some decisions that I have made, I think, that haven't been very liked upon by some residents. I guess one of them is probably the most recent one, is the pawn shop. Opening up pawn shops. Right now in our downtown, we don't allow it, and that zoning is non-conforming zoning. And Councillor Hara did bring this up and made a motion to allow for pawn shops to be in the downtown. But, you know, for myself, I know it was an unpopular decision, but for myself, you know, our previous council has put over $4 million into revitalizing downtown. And, you know, this council alone has pumped $80 million worth of investment just alone in 2 years for the downtown. So I didn't really see fit for those kind of businesses to be in the downtown. And I do understand, you know, they're legit businesses, but the way the downtown is headed, there's only a certain amount of commercial we can have in there. So for me, it was important to get different kinds of commercial in there. And we already have two pawn shops. So I did support just keeping that that bylaw closed. I think that's one that's very recent that just happened.
I wanted to ask Ken, because Ken, you know that you and I have known each other for some time. And I first got in touch with you politically when you were running that diversity, cycle of diversity thing. Now as a city councilor, you get to be in the room making policy, and you see racism any differently than you saw it when you were outside looking in rather than inside looking out now?
Good question. Good question, Sarjeet. You know, working as a city councilor in the District of Mission, I think people in our community, from the district staff and the citizens of Mission, have been very welcoming. And I think myself and Jag, you know, we're honored to serve the whole community and also our South Asian community as well. You know, Mission has strong roots in terms of diversity and our South Asian community. And I feel the community of Mission has been very welcoming. And, you know, there are people that have, you know, ill thoughts towards people of, you know, not just people of color, but people of, you know, different sexual orientation and everything mm-hmm. else. That still exists out there. But, and we still need to fight for that very, very cause. But at the same time, I think the vast majority of people have been very welcoming, and the district staff here in Mission are first class and have always been accommodating to make sure that our voices are heard.
I want to ask both of you this question. Here in Abbey, we've got sections up down that are South Asian, sections down that are majority white. Do you ever get typecasted as South Asian politician, or are you both seen as mainstream politician from both sides?
Yeah, no, you know what? Mission is a very inclusive community. I've never had that where, you know, I felt left out of a discussion because of my race by any members in our community. So I think Mission is, we're very inclusive in that way. And we don't really have those pockets where, you know, we have a lot of South Asians living in one area. It's very mixed.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and those things help build community. So and those are things we want to encourage, especially as elected officials.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way as Councillor Gill. You know, being born and raised in Mission, as Councillor Gill has also been born and raised in this community, you know, our first passion is serving our community, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the community that we live in. You know, there are South Asian issues that come up from time to time that are very focused on that community, and we are very glad to help and assist in that capacity. But also, you know, our first and foremost goal is to serve the whole community. Mm-hmm. And I think Councillor Gill has done a tremendous job, and, you know, he's part of our youth, and he's hopefully be around a long time and will serve the community. And I think that I'm honored to serve with him and everybody else on council. And, you know, Sarjeet, as you know, our Punjabi roots run deep here in this community. You know, we had Mr. Gurriwal, who was friends of my father, as well as you know, and in 1954, he was our mayor. And, you know, we carry the torch with deep honor, you know what I mean, with our Punjabi roots, but also with diversity and representing the whole community. And we're honored to do that. And that's it. And as Councillor Gill was acting mayor in January, and I'm serving that role right now, I'm actually sitting in the mayor's office right now. And yeah, we're here to serve the whole community. That's first and foremost. And, you know, we, you know, as elected officials in our local community, we ask all citizens to be inclusive with each other. You know what I mean? It's obviously, you know, mixing diversity and coming together with all people is very, very important.